It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So I'm back with some random musings, random thoughts about the world of work and humor in the workplace and workplace culture and all that good stuff we talk about here at Humor at Work. Every now and then I just like to do some, you know, random stuff. So here we go. Some random thoughts. The first one is, the next time you're frustrated by a colleague's behavior, maybe they're being annoying, they've lost their temper, they're being a bit of a jerk in your mind, rather than getting judgmental, which we all tend to do, be curious. Don't be judgmental, be curious. What a better frame of mind. It's a much healthier and solution-oriented approach to become curious and ask yourself, why might this person be behaving this way? Sprott School of Business researcher Linda Duxbury, she's a great speaker, I often speak with her at conferences, suggests that about 10% of employees, at the most, might be considered chronic jerks or abusers. Yet many organizations create restrictive policies that penalize the 90% of employees who never abuse their freedom. On a recent trip to the Galapagos Islands, which I highly recommend, by the way, trip of a lifetime, with Gap Adventures, Claudine, my wife, and I noticed how Gap Adventures used every point of contact with us leading up to the trip to ramp up the anticipation and excitement about our upcoming trip. So don't forget to help your fellow employees or your customers anticipate and get excited about a major event coming up in your business. Happiness research suggests that anticipating positive events can be just as rewarding as the event itself. For a more focused meeting, I like this idea. Turn your meeting agenda item. Well, I like all the ideas. I wouldn't be doing them if I didn't like them, you understand. Turn your meeting agenda items into questions. How can we trim 10% off our budget without harming morale? Will encourage participants to start thinking about an issue immediately and will help focus your meeting conversations. Remind people how you'd like them to behave at work. The Atlanta Falcons football team posted a sign reading "No energy vampires allowed" to remind players of their no complaining policy during training camp. And my final random thought, rather than always trying to have an awesome day, a totally awesome day, some research suggests that people should encourage each other to have merely an average day. Aiming for an average day lowers expectations and the pressure for everything to always be 100% perfect and, well, totally awesome. So go on, have an average day. Oh, what the heck? Have an average week. All right, and now my fun at work tip. Opening meetings with a funny or offbeat question is a simple way to focus attendees' attention on the present, relax participants, encourage conversation, get people to learn something new about each other, and drive lateral thinking. For those reasons and more, it really should become a regular tradition at all your meetings. So here's one to try. Ask each meeting participant, which super ability would you rather have? A, the ability to become invisible whenever you desire. B, the ability to fly. C, the ability to never have to sleep again in your life. And the quote of the week from Bob Hope, a sense of humor is good for you. Have you ever heard of a laughing hyena with heartburn? Oh, that crazy Bob. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, three great uses of wacky humor I've come across on business signs on the old internet out there that people have sent to me. One from Queen Anne Hilltop Dental Services in Seattle, Washington. They posted the following on their electronic billboard: less painful than an episode of Jersey Shore. An American car dealership posted an end-of-the-world blowout sale. If the world ends, you don't pay. Ever. And a Perkins family restaurant used their advertising space to send a message to one of their employees: Lenny, you need to come to work. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And please check out my new raved about book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank, to have a look at this great book, and more importantly, to order one for you and your boss and your teammates, go to www.thehumoradvantage.com.